You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Ender Brady, our UK correspondent. Hi, Ender.
Hey, Heather. Great to speak to you again.
Oh, so what? The air traffic control strike in France is now going to ruin the holidays, is it?
So they've let it be known that they're going to strike for every single day of April. And this is all over pay. It's nothing to do with Macron and pensions. It's all over pay and conditions. And, yeah, I mean, it's happening spontaneously. We've had about, I think, 20 days so far this year of French air traffic controllers. And now the unions have come out. And, of course, this will target the Easter getaway. And what a lot of people are going to realise very imminently when airlines start cancelling flights is that to get from the UK to Spain, for example, guess whose airspace you go over? It's the French. So they take up a big chunk of Europe. They say they're not backing down, and I think we're in for a very rocky ride. I know the boss of Ryanair, Michael O'Leary, their chief executive, he's very angry about this. Last weekend, Ryanair cancelled somewhere in the region of 230 flights, and every single airline will be affected by the French. I mean, France just seems to be a mess at the moment.
Did you hear, have you seen King Charles speaking German?
Yeah, so no great surprise, really. I mean, his father was word-perfect fluent. He's an interesting man, Charles, and that's something historically that the family have kind of kept very quiet because of history and the 1930s and 40s. But he's a very clever man. I mean, he's improving his people skills. He's getting there. I think the funniest moment, really, from the trip to Germany so far was a little girl who had been given a toy camera to take a picture of the king, and the camera worked, but he moved on too quickly, and she just shouted out, "Wait!" And he froze because I don't think Charles is being used to photographers ever shouting wait at him. And he looked at the little girl and she got her picture and everyone's a winner.
Oh, that's lovely, eh? But speaking of the old prodigal son, not turned up to court for day three?
No, I think he saw and heard and had everything said that he wanted in the first 2 days, or at least read out on his behalf. We wait now. Obviously, the preliminary hearing goes on. So this is all about deciding whether or not the judge feels there is enough to warrant a full trial. And I think if I was a High Court judge looking at the quality of people who've turned up this week and the names in the room with me, I would be very impressed. You've got Prince Harry, you've got Elton John, the actress Sadie Frost came along as well, and others. I think this is going to be seismic. I mean, it will be a massive moment for celebrities and royals versus the tabloids. If it goes to a full trial, the prospect of Harry taking the stand and giving evidence against the media, it would be sensational. Now, I should point out that in yesterday's hearing, the papers were arguing that some of these allegations go back 30 years, which the newspaper group denies completely, but their lawyer pointed out that the statute is 6 years and that they shouldn't be heard over to the judge.
Ender, good to talk to you. Thank you. Always appreciate it. Ender Brady, UK correspondent. We'll talk to you next week.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.